Braddock.
WURP Braddock.
Pittsburgh's new talk radio station is 1550 The Edge.
The Edge. Don and Mike on The Edge, 1550.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show. It is huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Even better than a ball of blood, the Don and Mike Show.
I want to dedicate this to those two lesbians. I was discussing their picture with Mike out in the men's room.
Like candy on a shelf.
Nobody's right. You're two cute girls.
Thank you.
That's right.
Send the nude photos.
I bet they will.
I hope so. And don't send black and white pictures.
Wouldn't that be great if we had a... Wouldn't that be a great Friday show to come in here with a couple of nice nude pictures to look at of lesbians?
Wouldn't that be something?
Like we couldn't find any nude pictures anywhere else.
No.
But hey, those are, you know...
Like we couldn't go in the drop ceiling in Buzz's room and have it be like that one engineer whose name we can't say because he threatened to sue us.
But those would have those homegrown feel.
That's right.
You know?
Perhaps.
Or that homegrown feel.
Yes.
There was an engineer at the last station we worked at. And when they were doing renovations, they were cleaning out the drop ceiling.
Yes.
And this guy had a stash of porno.
For those of you that have seen Silence of the Lambs, when they find the body, when they open the top door of the elevator and the body just falls down, picture magazines falling out like that when they went to the drop ceiling.
And when we talked about it on the radio, old glass eye, old Amish beard glass eye called,
like,
and boy, did he lawyer up right away.
Yeah, wow. Didn't like it at all.
Wow.
Didn't like it at
You'll
all.
Never get that from me.
And we didn't mention that it was like Blue Boy.
No.
Yeah, we also didn't mention that there was a good chance that it had been there even before him.
Yeah.
He just kept it around, we think. We don't know who the... Because there was stuff there, seriously. You know, it was old, old, old.
It was like Betty Grable's boobs. Wow.
Very ancient porno.
Just when it can't get any worse for W, it does.
Oh. Are you ready for some football?
His approval rating just fell another 4 points, down to 35%, according to a CBS poll. The Gallup folks, meanwhile, were hired by USA Today and CNN to ask Americans if they thought the Bush administration was a success or a failure. 55% said failure. Oh, okay, maybe you can turn that around. No, according to the survey, 55% also believe the next 3 years of the Gallup Bush administration will also be a failure.
Gallup poll.
56% say they just don't think the man knows how to manage government effectively. Nearly that many, 53%, feel they were misled into the war. As sweet, lovable, non-offensive, middle-of-the-road Jimmy Carter says Bush lied. Of course, being Jimmy Carter, he didn't use that word. He used these words. Manipulated, at least.
Here's the thing about Jimmy Carter. And I like Jimmy Carter fine.
Sure.
Shut up. Just make houses. You know, I mean, really, the guy has a real problem making a fist. Even, and I'm sure, Buzz, you're reading his quote, but if he had said it...
He would have smiled with a smile. He's actually, the older he's gotten, he's got a little more curmudgeon-y, he's being a little more sharp with his criticism. But
Roslyn and I are building houses.
They said the number one critique of Carter when during his presidency, he smiled at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I think really is pretty stupid.
Well, and people criticized him for being maybe weak, not strong enough. He's not remembered as one of our best presidents, but
that's
he's a former president and he's alive.
So if you're going to get a Democrat who's going to come out and say Bush sucks, It should be Billy C.
He's been talking more lately.
I think you might see that down the road.
I think so as well.
But Jimmy Carter also, you know, really, a nuclear submarine guy, a real smart guy.
That's right, absolutely.
Doesn't change the fact that Amy is hot.
Nothing will.
And Billy, the late Billy.
Brewmeister?
You know, if you're going to add up Republican and Democratic presidents, the Republicans do have the edge as far as hot daughters.
Yeah.
Right?
Particularly that blonde that's in office right now.
Now, listen, the Bush twins are very hot.
Yeah, they are.
But
I'm trying to go back and see if there are any other Republicans.
Chelsea is not as much of a dog as she used to be, especially now that she's whoring it up. I see pictures of her in the tabloids a lot.
But if you compare the two Republican administrations, which come to mind right now, where you've got the Bush twins against Amy Carter and Chelsea Clinton, and then you've got Ron Reagan.
Right.
Ron Jr.
He is beautiful. And Michael.
Pretty people. Michael Reagan.
The Don Jr. Let's all remember, Michael's the adopted one. Why is he talking about dad? He wasn't even really dad. Isn't that right, Mom?
Jimmy Carter's talking about the so-called intelligence that convinced Democrats and Republicans alike to go to war. He also says the war in Iraq was long in the making, starting back when Bush's daddy failed to take out Saddam Hussein in the first Gulf War.
Right.
He says Democrats are right to push for an investigation and that Republicans are dragging their feet. Democrats in the Senate may not have the votes, but they've had just about enough of the foot dragging. This week, they invoked Rule 21, forcing the Senate to go into a rare secret session. Or, as Mr. Play by the Rules, Bill Frist puts it, the Senate's been hijacked by the Democratic leadership. Frist threw a hissy fit about this, literally ranting and raving at reporters in the halls of the Senate. He says the ambush, quote, took us off what we need to be doing about energy, the deficit, and the economy.
Tell him to go sell more stock.
Issues that didn't seem so important to Frist when he pushed Terry Schiavo to the top of the Senate agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans say this was just a stunt, that the results of the investigation...
He pushed her. That was rude. She was a vegetable, for God's sake.
Not necessary, was it?
What a bully.
He says the results of the investigation are coming out next week and that the Democrats knew that when they shut down the Senate.
Where's Schiavo? I want to push her around a little bit.
Well, he said he pushed her up to the top of the agenda. At least right. He didn't push her down.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Mike, you know better than anybody, as well as I do.
I know.
Once you go to the top.
Yeah.
Nowhere but down,
Terry.
He could push her all the way to the top of the hill, but then she's just got to roll on down.
Terry Schiavo.
Republicans say Democrats may just be steamed about the nomination of uber-conservative Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court.
What's the pronunciation of his name?
I think I may have just mispronounced it.
It's Alito, isn't it?
I think I put an extra vowel in it.
Alito.
Isn't it Alito?
Alito,
it
is.
As in elitist?
Thank you. No, that's with an E, and Alito's with an
but
A.
But I like that. Alito the elitist.
And here's the thing.
But he's not. I read a good article about him. He's supposed to be a nice guy.
Oh, no, he's not.
Really?
No. Listen, here's the thing. Don't let him
They talked
you.
About his coffee shop. That's the article I read.
Oh,
did you
well.
Read that one?
No, I
got to
be
Am
all
I
right.
being gullible?
I don't have to read anything. Here's all I know. Bush really screwed up with Aunt Harriet.
Mm-hmm.
So this time, he's got the guy that all the Bill O'Reillys in the world are going to love. They're salivating over this
right,
guy.
Right, exactly.
They're thinking like 40 years from now when Bush is eating dirt for a living.
Mm-hmm.
This guy still is going to be with the Nazi agenda.
But is he really that conservative? And listen to who this is coming from here.
Yes,
no,
yes,
wait.
Yes.
Sure, Alito's anti-abortion and would probably vote to restrict them, and he has generally ruled in favor of business over the working man. But as a judge, he's ruled pro-choice in 3 of the 4 abortion cases he's handled.
That'll change.
He even struck down an abortion restriction in Pennsylvania. And judges who've worked with him say he won't overturn Roe v. Wade because they say Alito bases his rulings on legal precedent, decisions from previous cases.
Keep believing that.
Fellow judges say he's not an agenda guy.
Keep right, killing me.
Right. That's the impression Ben Nelson got. Nelson's a moderate Democratic senator who also met Alito yesterday.
What about Mr. Dover?
And came away convinced that he won't chisel away at existing law.
Bend over.
Yeah,
you're an idiot for believing this. I'm sorry,
Buzz. I'm not believing it. I'm trying. You know me.
Fair
and balanced.
You really think that Bush is going to put someone in there who
I didn't say that. I'm not even saying he's a good guy.
History shows us that it doesn't matter. That when they might look like the greatest conservatives in the world, when they get in there, they're human beings.
Right.
And when they get in there and they say, hey, this is a lifetime, it doesn't matter. They don't have to answer to anybody. And that's why you get people like Sandra Day O'Connor that they thought would be conservative.
Guilty!
And she guilty of being hot.
Alito also chaired a task force that recommended the decriminalization of sodomy and the outlawing of discrimination against gays. His task force also accused the FBI and CIA of invading the privacy
now,
of American citizens.
Now I know why he loves it.
Of course.
Decriminalization of sodomy.
Well, don't you think?
Yeah.
Of course, that was 34 years ago when he was an undergrad at Princeton, and who didn't get a little crazy in college?
I know we got a break, but maybe tomorrow we should really discuss sodomy. I know we've had... No.
You are
really
hungry.
Should.
You're a hungry boy.
No,
you need to be fed.
No, we've had the discussion before.
Right.
Really? What is... Literally, what is sodomy?
I'll have the answer tomorrow.
There's a gray area.
Yeah,
no
as far
intended.
As the legal definitions
yes,
of it, yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So tomorrow, maybe
tomorrow.
Everybody can educate me about sodomy.
Tune in tomorrow, folks.
And wouldn't that make a great musical, Mike?
What is sodomy?
Oh, sodomy! Hell hath no fury like a woman armed with super glue. That's our story when we come back.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show. If you have federal student loans and are unhappy with your current lender, it's time to call College Loan Corporation at 1-800-2-COLLEGE. Yes, you now have options, even if you have previously consolidated your student loans. So if you are looking for fast, friendly customer service and valuable benefits from one of the nation's leading student loan providers, call College Loan Corporation at 1-800-2-COLLEGE. And by calling now, you may be eligible for up to a $2,000 cash rebate. That's 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
What would you do for a belief? Would you give up your family?
Daddy!
Your home? Would you fight for your belief? Would you die for it? The Crusades, it started with a belief. No one could know where it would end. A world premiere event, the Crusades, Crescent and the Cross. This Sunday night at 9, 8 Central, as only the History Channel can bring you.
Get this. 512 megabytes of memory, a 60 gig hard drive, a 14.1-inch screen, and a CD read-write DVD-ROM drive all packed into a laptop that weighs under 4.5 pounds. The Toshiba Portage S105 with Intel Centrino mobile technology. Get yours for just $14.99.99. Only at CompUSA. We got it. We get it. Offer good through Sunday. See store for details.
Admit the guilt, Mr. Shatner. Priceline doesn't let you choose your own hotel.
That's not true.
You are under oath, sir.
Yes, but now, on Priceline, you can pick your exact hotel. Book exactly what you want from our list of great deals. You don't have to bid if you don't want to.
So if I pull up the website right here...
You'll see it right there. Any more questions, counselor? Priceline. Shop, compare, save.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
And now for the bonus round. If 4 is red and 5 is blue, what number is brown?
13.
Correct. A cat chokes to death on a dead mouse. Who killed who?
Freud.
Correct. If you rent DVDs from Netflix and keep them for 97 years, how much will your late fees be?
Zero.
Correct! There are no late fees. Simply choose your movies online and return them whenever you like in their prepaid envelopes. All the movies you want starting at only $9.99 a month. Netflix.com. It's that easy.
DVDs are designed varies by program.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
So, you're comparing online car insurance quotes and you wonder, am I comparing apples to apples or oranges to kumquats? With Progressive Direct, you'll know. Go to progressive.com and you'll see a clear, easy-to-read chart comparing each company's rates and coverages. And if you have a question, just call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and a licensed insurance professional will pick up right where you left off online. So you can be sure. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Housing Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
What would you do for a belief? Would you give up your family?
Daddy!
Your home? Would you fight for your belief? Would you die for it? The Crusades, it started with a belief. No one could know where it would end. A world premiere event, the Crusades, Crescent and the Cross. This Sunday night at 9, 8 Central, as only the History Channel can bring you.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight, Starbright Children's Foundation.
Where in the world is Matt?
exotic locations. Somewhere. Amazing adventures. Somewhere. Matt's whirlwind journey takes off from NBC's Today Show next week. Nobody knows where he's going, but we do know he'll be traveling the globe to surprise Katie, Al, and Ann from a brand new spot every day. Until next week, the question remains.
You know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The new Survivor on CBS has been called the toughest yet.
Hi, Honest Guy here. Sorry to interrupt, but I'll need to check that claim. Fact. Next.
TV's number one drama, CSI, has been called fascinating, sexy, and amazing.
Fact. Fact. Fact.
Critics call the hit drama without a trace intelligent, compelling, and hot.
Fact. Fact. Fact.
And I've been called a very handsome man.
Don't push it.
All new episodes tonight on CBS.
And we're back. Hello, caller. You're talking insurance with Dr. Deductible.
Hi, Doc. I'm dealing with multiple...
Multiple personalities?
No, multiple websites. I'm just trying to get car insurance quotes.
You might go to Progressive.com. They'll give you the Progressive Direct Rate and, in most cases, the rates of their top competitors. All on one website.
Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com. Think easier. Think Progressive. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Exotic locations. Somewhere. Amazing adventures. Somewhere. Matt's whirlwind journey takes off from NBC's Today Show next week. Nobody knows where he's going, but we do know he'll be traveling the globe to surprise Katie, Al, and Ann from a brand new spot every day. Until next week, the question remains.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Star Bright Children's Foundation.
Tornadoes have been reported in several neighboring states.
Small business owner Jonathan Harlan of Jackson, Tennessee.
Living in Tornado Alley, you kind of get used to dealing with them. You just pray one doesn't hit your area. Late Sunday night, just before midnight, an F4 twister touched down in Jackson, leveling our downtown. There was nothing left of our building, just piles of bricks and concrete. We lost everything. Fortunately, backup systems were in place. Employees knew what to do and worked from other locations. Because we were prepared, our clients never knew the difference.
Whether it's a natural disaster or a terrorist attack, every business needs an emergency plan. A plan can save lives, company assets, and your entire business at little or no cost to your company. You can't control what happens, but you can be prepared. Visit www.ready.gov today. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
To interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Your daily mental floss. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be giving away the front row VIP tickets for Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And also the meet and greet with Willie. Doing it for two at the Roadhouse, Texas Roadhouse in Shantae, VA. But that's on tomorrow's show. Plus, Judy Belushi tomorrow as well. Now here is Guy Burnley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, we are awaiting a decision this evening in the Pennsylvania case of a woman accused of gluing her ex-boyfriend's penis to his stomach.
Yeah, right. I'm calling your wife!
Wait a minute. Gluing his scrotum to his leg and gluing his buttocks to each other.
Oh, my.
They have...
You know what? This is crap.
Where in the world is Joe Archer?
The couple had broken up, and they talked about a reunion. That's when she found out about his new lady. He fell asleep. She got out the glue. He even believes she had planned things to go exactly this way for a very long time. The jury could make her pay him $30,000. We'll let you know what happens. And
that glue is super.
Bob Doherty of Nederland, Colorado, says somebody put glue on a toilet seat at Home Depot and that removing himself caused him to lose some skin. He sat down on it and was stuck there.
Now I'm laughing.
Bob says he doesn't blame Home Depot for that, but he does blame Home Depot for ignoring his cries for help. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No! That's it. We gotta go. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, probably.
For a while.
Yeah.
That's blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Brit.
Interesting day. Interesting. Good day to you, sir.
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 In celebration of my father's birthday, I'm going to have a beer tonight.
That's a shock.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Dad.
Tell Bobby yes, I said hi.
I shall.
Tell him I'll see him at the meeting.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's the Don and Mike Show on Pittsburgh's new talk station, The Edge, 1550.
Whether they're your spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend, or you're looking to turn up the heat on your love life, Sassy Sensations is the place to shop. A gift from the exciting world of Sassy Sensations says so much to the person you're giving it to. You'll find everything, including pleasure toys, lingerie, fun games, edibles, and other erotic items the mall wouldn't.